In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. In the beginning, all was dark and empty. And God said, "Let there be light." And bang, there was light like you wouldn't believe. A light greater than all the stars of the universe gathered together as one, because the light was God's own energy. God put himself into his creation. And here is the amazing part. It is that same energy of the same God with the same light that fills a human heart. We heard in the epistle reading that Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "It is the God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness who has shone in our hearts." It doesn't say it's the light that shone out of the darkness. It says it's the God that caused the light. It's the God that is shining in our hearts. God himself, the God who said, "Let there be light," that true God is the true God that shines in every human heart. Now, you might be tempted to stop me right here and say, "Father, see, I don't always see that light in my neighbor so-and-so." Or maybe even, "Father, see, I don't always feel that light in me, in myself." And I would say that's very perceptive, but it doesn't make it any less true. The light is still in there. But the reason I would say you're perceptive is the same reason that Paul explains in the very next verse. He says, "We have this light, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not us." That treasure is there, but it's in earthen vessels. It's in something broken. It's in something that's somehow hidden from the glory of God released in its full splendor. We are fallen, broken creatures, and we are covered by the muck and sin of humanity. And the light is God's, not ours. We do all kinds of things to cover it, and all kinds of things are done to us that cover that light. But brothers and sisters, there is a quality that allows us to see past the muck and the sin to the beauty and the glory and the light that's lying inside someone. And that quality we call empathy. To be able to enter into another person's suffering, to be able to enter into another person's brokenness, to be able to walk another person's path, even a self-chosen path, and see the light that is buried there, but is still there nonetheless. Empathy will not only see the suffering, but share in it. Empathy will not only see the light buried, but desire to free it and release it. You know, when Israel as a nation was held captive under Pharaoh those 400 years in Egypt, they were oppressed and they were driven to despair. They were not themselves. It would have been very difficult to see the glory of God among his chosen people when the people were enslaved in a pagan kingdom for 400 years. But when Moses leads them out of bondage, the light that was always in there begins to shine. You know, the slavery and the oppression were washed off figuratively in the passing through the Red Sea, and the glory of God started to show in that nation. And they started to be able to live by the law of God. And likewise, when your neighbor is overcome by the world, overcome by sin, overcome by brokenness or circumstances, the glory is still there. It's just buried in an earthen vessel. And this is most important. It is God's glory, not your neighbor's. God is first. Your neighbor is second. And if we forget to see God's glory in our neighbor, we are slighting not our neighbor first, but we're slighting God first. If you're familiar with that old TV show, This Old House, these craftsmen could look at a decrepit, broken-down house and find the amazing beauty in it. And yes, it takes work to uncover it. Now, in a TV show, they can fix it in a half an hour. But we all know that it takes a little longer than that in real time. But the glory of the house was there under the crud, under the brokenness, under the grime, and the empathy that they see in a house lets them find it and dig it out and do the work that it takes to get there. And the same way, empathy lets you see glory buried in your neighbor. Now, there's a dark statistic, not so much with adults, but Wisconsin has one of the highest teen suicide rates in the nation, second only behind Alaska. If you want to talk about the glory of God buried in an earthen vessel, this might be an important place to start. This past Wednesday, our family and another family from the church here went to the Hope Rally in Chippewa Falls. The Hope Rally was aimed to connect teens with adults and each other to help them find the light when all inside feels dark. There's a band called Cloud Cult highlighted the rally with a free show. Their music is permeated with spiritual hope. But at intermission, their lead singer, Craig Minowa, talked about depression and that we can't always tell by looking. We can't always tell by outward behavior who might be suffering. People are good at putting on the bravest face. Sometimes that bravest face can be feigned happiness. Sometimes it can be anger. Sometimes it can appear selfish. Sometimes it lashes out at others when really it's just hiding its own pain. And it takes effort to love the ornery. It takes effort to love the sarcastic contrarian. It takes effort to see the light in some people. Jesus said in the gospel, "If you love only those who love you, what credit is that to you? I say, love your enemies and do good to them." The path to loving the enemy begins with a little empathy. It begins with trying to see the light that might be buried in a very earthen vessel. And not only that, you might just be the person to help them find the light. In the beginning, the universe was dark and empty. And God said, "Let there be light." And bang, there was light like you wouldn't believe. And in every human being, God has put his own light deep and indelibly in each person's heart. And yes, it might be tough to see the light and to feel the light through an earthen vessel, but it's there. It's there. And with a little bit of empathy and a lot of love, you might just find deep inside them a light that you wouldn't have believed. Amen.